Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are taking you from burned out, overwhelmed, to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. Today is a really special episode. It's all things hair. I remember having a conversation with my sister, who is a really, really smart psychiatrist. And I was about 18 and I was visiting her in New York City. And I was just talking all things hair, hair this, hair that. How do you want to wear your hair? What products are you using? And it had been going on for like a half an hour and I couldn't stop talking about hair. And she said, in all her wisdom, she said, Rebecca, there really is more to life than hair. But is there, is my question. So that is what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to kick off the show with some tips for healthy hair. That's why this episode is called Healthy Hair Hacks. I know Jacqueline's going to share a lot more, but I just want to set the stage because we should all know about these classic healthy hair tips. The first one is shampoo less. Me having curly hair, it tends to be dry. Shampooing it a lot actually dries it out even more. And a lot of people have given me my best compliments on my hair when I haven't shampooed my hair in days. So the less you shampoo, the better. If you have oily hair, obviously you want to do it a little more. But for those who have dry hair, especially, shampoo less. The second step is to buy a good brush. You don't want a cheap brush that's going to actually hurt your hair more than help it. So invest your money in a good brush, one with natural bristles, one that is actually going to help your hair look better and not make it look even more damaged. That is not the goal. The tip is to have healthy, beautiful hair. The next step is stay away from parabens and sulfates. Parabens and sulfates are chemicals and they can dry out your hair. Plus, whatever touches your scalp goes into your skin, which goes into your blood. So you want to be careful not to be putting sulfates and parabens into your system. The next step is change up your products. So you don't have to be hair monogamous. I know my hair gets used to certain products and they don't work as well. So it's okay to switch it up a little bit with your products. I know you can still stay within a brand and they have different products for hair. Just go ahead and keep switching it up. We encourage not hair monogamy because you don't want your hair to get used to products. And I do the same thing with my skincare. I like to switch it up so my skin doesn't get used to the same products and they don't work as effectively. The next step is less hairspray. Thank God we're not in the 80s where we had to like spike up our bangs to go straight up in the air. So now we're saying less is more, less hairspray. Hairspray has a lot of alcohol. And it's so funny because you could hold up a lighter to hairspray and it would shoot out 3 feet. And it's scary to have something that's flammable. I know there are healthier hairsprays. So if you're going to use hairspray, try to use one that does not have lighter fluid. A lot of hairsprays actually have isobutane lighter fluid. We're putting lighter fluid on our hair, ladies. So use hairsprays that have a natural base, no isobutane, no alcohol, and try not to use as much hairspray. The next step is use a product with sunscreen. I know as a brunette, my hair tends to go really brassy and orangey. If it gets sunburned, hair can get sunburned too. If you have a beautiful color, make sure you protect it with products with sunscreen. I know there's lots of great leave-in conditioners and serums and even, you know, beachy hair products that have sunscreen. You want to protect your hair from sun damage. The next thing is to use masks. I know women, we love using face masks, but guess what? We can use hair masks too. Hair masks are so good for deep conditioning and deep moisturizing. And if you can use a mask once or twice a week, that is a wonderful, wonderful hair hack. If you're not using a mask, you should be using a mask because masks are going to give you that deep conditioning. And if you can keep, you know, I run fast. It's so funny because I'm a burnout coach, but I'm running a million miles a minute. So I don't actually leave on my mask for 20 minutes as I probably should. But what I do is I put the mask on, I do it in the shower, I do like shaving my legs and stuff, and then I'll take the mask off. If you can keep the mask on for 2 to 5 minutes, you're still going to get the benefits. The next step is to turn down the heat. I know that when I was doing flat ironing all the time with my hair, blow drying, flat iron, curling irons, all that heat is so damaging to the hair. It actually fries your hair. And I remember going to a hairstylist and she really hurt my feelings. She said, your ends are so sparse, I could read a newspaper through it. So my ends were really scraggly and that was because I was using too much heat on the hair. So try to minimize the amount of heat that you use on the hair. It's okay to let your hair dry naturally sometimes just to give it a break from the heat. If you have the right products in your hair, it can look even more beautiful if you let it dry naturally. The next thing is rinse with cold water. So if you rinse with cold water, that is going to seal the cuticle and that's going to, again, protect the hair from heat. So if you finish off your shower with just a little bit of cold water, I know it's really trendy to take an ice bath and a plunge and cryotherapy. We're not talking anything crazy. Just turn down the water just a little bit so it can be cooler and that will seal in your hair. The next step is regular trims. Oh my God, I've struggled with this because I want my hair to be as long as possible, but I was refusing to trim it. And what was happening is the ends were breaking and again, looking really damaged. So if you get regular trims, your hair is actually going to grow faster and look healthier. I know it's counterintuitive, but girls or women, if you want to grow your hair long, get those regular trims. And then the final thing is take collagen. You guys know I'm obsessed with liquid collagen. It has been the best thing ever for my hair. My hair has never been this long and healthy. And if you go to the show notes, I have a $10 off coupon for the best liquid collagen ever for hair. My hair has like, it's already thick. It's like tripled in thickness. And the final thing is if you can at all avoid it, do not bleach your hair. I have made that mistake. I wanted to go from brunette to Marilyn Monroe blonde and oh my God, was my hair fried. So if you can avoid bleaching your hair, I highly recommend that you do not bleach your hair and use more natural hair colorings. And don't go from dramatic color, like from pink to white to blue to purple to brown, to black, because that's really going to fry your hair if you keep coloring it so dramatically. So we are going to go to a commercial break. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman. I'm so excited to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And today it's all things hair. We're going to come back from the commercial break and we have an entrepreneur and a hair expert. Her name is Jacqueline Strominger, and she's going to give you even more tips for healthy hair, and even more importantly, how to be a successful and happy and confident woman. So enjoy the commercials. Don't go anywhere. And if you're watching on Instagram, tune into the live show. We'll see you back after the commercial.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, where we're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. Welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me, Rebecca. This is exciting.
It's really so great. Go ahead.
No, I really appreciate you having me on.
I'm so happy you're here. Let me tell you about Jacqueline Strominger. So Jacqueline pursued her passion of magazine publishing, and she worked at great magazines like U.S. News and World Report for 20 years. She shifted to entrepreneurship in 2013, and she became successful in multi-level marketing. She mentors women to increase their confidence and find the strength to pursue their entrepreneurial dreams. She feels that women are queens and hair is their crown. So Jacqueline, tell us a little bit about your story. What made you go from U.S. News and World Report to entrepreneurship?
Thank you. Thanks. Good question, right? So it's funny. What made me go to make this change and this shift, it was a couple of things. Is number one, being in the corporate world, it's all about the corporation and it's not necessarily about building the person up. And as I was bringing people onto my corporate team, it just felt like people were lost. And I was spending a lot of time trying to help my team members find their home and the place. And I just realized I just wanted to be able to help more people on a granular level. I mean, I had a lot of people coming into my that were working with me in the magazine industry that were straight out of college. And it's like, you get out of college and it's like, now what, right? Like I've got no path, no plan. And I got into, I was in New York City, I had kids and I'm still working in magazine publishing. And I realized that I wanted something more and something that was more flexible. I hated, I know a lot of people say this, but like I absolutely into, say to people on my team or to the CEO of the company saying, hey, I cannot come in today. I've got to take my kid to the doctor, whatever it is. So I wanted to find something that I could do that was a lot more flexible on my own time and that I would be more present with my family. And I was a big naysayer in multi-level marketing. I mean, I was kind of like the gag me with the pitchfork kind of a girl, but seriously, I was like, oh my God, no way. But what I found, because, we don't know what we don't know. And yes. What I didn't realize is that this industry for A, number one, it's one of the oldest industries next to prostitution. Like 1843, you know, was when it was started with, you know, door-to-door sales and Bible sales. So
wow.
It's, you own your own business. It's the discount version of the best franchise, and you get to own this amazing business and you get to build people up, and it's self-improvement all wrapped up in an amazing bottle, and you get to support women. And a lot of times, and what I felt and why I fell in love with this industry is because there are so many women, and I feel like I'm going to get teary-eyed when I say this, that there's so many women that are never, they never feel supported, or they don't feel that people believe in them. I'm going to cry. Because I have people on my team that have said that to me. They're like, you're the first person who ever believed in me. And that's why, like, you know, it's like sort of a long-winded way of saying I loved making this shift to entrepreneurship, because I could help people and both be financially independent and confident. And we can believe in people. We're here on this planet to lift people up, not tear them down.
I love that. Yes, we are here to lift people up. And I agree, corporate America is water cooler politics, and everybody's like, you know, clawing their way to the top. But the only way to do that is to step over other people. And network marketing is so much more collaborative and supportive. And that's why I'm in it. I just love the community. And I've always wanted to feel lifted up by a group of people. And that's exactly what the industry provides. And I'm so glad you feel that way too. So let's talk about your hair journey. What is going on with your hair? It looks good, by the way. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I love my curls. Sometimes I go both ways. I go straight or curly. So my hair journey was actually kind of funny. You know, I'm 54 years old, and I have always felt that my hair was my superpower. Like, you know, from the time that I was a little kid, everybody has always commented, like, you've got great hair. Yay. So it was like my big superpower. It always looked good. And there was, you know, after kids, you know, obviously it kind of went to pot, you know, postpartum, your hair kind of changes all the hormones, and then it shifted. And then, you know, it's looking great. And I go into menopause, and I don't want to admit that I'm in menopause either, because, you know, that's like scary. like, yikes. I'm in menopause and I'm losing my hair. And I don't want to admit it, but I'm literally getting nervous because, you know, my husband keeps cleaning out the drain, and he's telling me, like, I'm cleaning out the drain a lot more in the shower. You're losing your hair. I'm like, no, I just have long hair. So what ended up starting is I was introduced to these products, and I was kind of like just really using them to help a friend. And I just fell in love. I could not believe how great my hair was, how much fuller it was, how much more manageable it was, how easier it was to do my hair. And it just was looking good. And then over time, I looked at a before and after picture, and I couldn't believe my hairline. I didn't realize how much hair I had lost. And my hairline was receding. And I was looking at this after picture, and I thought, oh my God, I have hair. Like, my hair has come back. And I just, like, everybody needs to know about this. Every woman needs to know about these products, and which is how my hair journey started. And I just love helping women find solutions in general, but finding a solution for their hair, it's so powerful, because this is the crown that we wear every single day. And some of the things that people don't realize, you know, there are people that are losing, you know, so many women, it's like, what, 92%? I mean, people are losing their hair from hormonal changes. It's like crazy how many people lose are losing hair or that have hair issues. And a lot of it, we as women don't talk about our hair loss. I feel like it's almost like a little bit taboo. And you'll see people, you know, as we get older, it's like, oh, they've got, you know, they're getting older, they're losing their hair. But they don't. Mm-hmm. There are solutions, and there are cleaner solutions. We lose hair from hormone changes, like as our body goes through changes. We lose, you know, our hair, I shouldn't say not necessarily lose hair, all those, but our hair changes for all those things. after we get sick, a lot of people have had issues with, you know, the change in their hair after COVID. So our hair changes all the time. And so how do we create something that creates a bit more of a balance so that it's more even when the other parts of us might be changing?
That is so well said. I've heard about the COVID-15. I haven't heard of COVID hair.
Oh, yeah. So people have had a lot of hair loss, or their hair texture has changed. A lot of people have just been losing their hair because of COVID. And yes, your hair will grow back, but it sometimes comes back differently. It's going to take a little while to come back. And so, you know, we just have a few solutions that can help people create a healthy scalp and head. And that's one of the things that, you know, I mean, because we all want that. We want that shiny crown, right?
We all do. You know, I took a relationship course. I used to take relationship courses a lot because I was single for a long time. And they said the reason why women want such shiny, healthy hair is because men, you know, back in caveman days, or even up to modern times, they would subconsciously look at a woman's hair and be able to know if she was fertile or not. So women with thick, healthy, shiny hair, subconsciously, a man's like, okay, she's like someone that I could have a kid with because she's healthy looking. And women, if you look at the hair care product industry, the word shine is in more products than any other word because women want that shine. So that makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about how does hair, confidence in your hair, lead to more financial abundance?
So it's the compound effect is how I would probably say it. And I could give some credit to that book to Darren Hardy, but it starts in ourselves. So if we, and it's also just like the same thing with, you know, collagen, it's going to make you feel better losing weight. So as our hair looks better and as our hair, and as we feel better on that outward side, we start to do things better. We feel that we are able to, you know, take the world, you know, sort of, you know, and run with it. And so as our hair looks better, we feel better. That's going to also then, you know, we're going to feel better at work. We're going to feel better outside. And so if we are feeling better about ourselves, it's like the, I'll have what she's having. Cause you, you know, right. Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yeah.
And so your vibe, as you're feeling better, people are going to be more attracted to that. So it's just that compound effect. So it's going to start to trickle down into other parts of your life. So if you're in a sales role, you're going to feel better about what you're doing. And so you're going to have more sales. If you're, you know, even if you're making phone calls on the phone, as you feel better, it comes across in your voice. And so it's just that whole compound effect where then it can be part of you. It can help you, you know, be more productive in your financial realm or in your work.
Yes, because when you're confident and you're happy, that's going to attract money. That's what we talk about a lot on this show. It's the law of attraction. And when you're high vibe, which is meaning positive emotions, you're going to attract more money and more opportunities. So I could not agree with you more. So yeah. I know that you, like myself, we love to empower other women. How does network marketing empower women more than, like, let's say, a corporate job?
Oh my God. So I love this. This is a great question. So network marketing, my corporate life, and we kind of talked about this a little bit before, corporations are all about you and moving up individually. You're not necessarily, you know, there's very few companies where you're focused on the team. You have very few mentors. Where I feel that network marketing is, we really empower people because we are all about creating a family, for lack of a better word, a tribe of women, and we are here to support you every step of the way. So in like with my team, we have, you know, even like just supportive calls where it's like, get on, like do a little bit of dishing. Like, I don't care if it's about the business or if it's about your husband. Like, we are here to create a safe place for people, and we share. I will tell you, I've been in other businesses, and with this, we are just You know, if somebody has an idea, we're sharing. We want to really support other people to really achieve what they personally want. You know, everybody comes to network marketing for different reasons. And so we really want to help people where they are and for what their reason is. Might be for their friendship, might be for money. It might be they just need to feel better about themselves. And we are here to support them no matter what their reason. And I just feel like that is just so much, it's so different from corporate America. I always feel like when I was in the corporate world, if I wanted to, like I took Dale Carnegie, it was on my dime. It wasn't the company's dime.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all this support. We have all this mentoring. We have all these trainings and it's free. It's all this like great personal development rolled into a package. And so I feel like it's, we are just here to support people. And finding the right tribe is important. And finding people that you feel that you know, I mean, we're all here. I mean, for us, we're here to support people no matter, you know, race, income, whatever they are, doesn't really matter. We're a big melting pot, you know?
I love that. I mean, I really think it's a difference between scarcity versus abundance mentality. Corporate America, there's only so many promotions and so much money and salary. And there's a lot of limitations and there's a lot of fear. Oh my God, if I say or do something wrong, I'm going to make the boss mad. I'm not going to get promoted or even worse, I'm going to get fired. And with network marketing, because everybody's in their own business and the better, you know, your team does, the better you do. And even sideline sisters, if you help the people on other teams, they're just going to want to support and help you. It's just an abundance mentality. Like there's no cap on the income and there's just so much financial opportunity to go around that nobody has to be stingy and hoarding their mentorship or their support. And it is such a more supportive environment for women, especially, I think. I know, actually.
Yeah.
So
it really, really is. It's
so go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's to me, I wish, I mean, again, like I said, I'm 54. I wish I had taken the plunge into network marketing when I got out of college. And I would tell anybody who's getting out of college or even in college, find a company that you can align yourself with because they're going to support you. They're going to help train you. They're going to give you goal setting. They're going to help you with business skills that I hate to say it. I don't care what university you go to. It's going to be better. Like you're going to get some great on the job, quote unquote, life skills in this business that you just don't get in college.
I totally agree. I did start in network marketing right out of college and I did not stay in the industry, but the skills that I learned in that network marketing company have helped me make a six-figure income ever since I left that company. So I agree. It's like a free education and sales and sales training and like personal development and psychology. It was an incredible experience as far as the personal development went. And now I jumped back in because of the whole COVID thing. And I was like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to go back to my job at the kids acting school. So I better figure out how to make money online. And I know that the least expensive way to start a business is network marketing. And I know that one out of four self-made millionaires in this country come from the industry. So I jumped back in and it's been awesome. I've been back in it for 2 years and I'm absolutely loving it. So my next question is, how did you become so passionate about helping women with self-confidence? When did that start for you?
Okay. So it's kind of a little bit of a sad story in a little bit of a way to me. So when I was a kid, if you can see my nose, I've had rhinoplasty. Okay. That's a nose job. When I was 16 and I was probably the least confident person growing up. I hate to say this, but as much as I love my parents, they would tell me, oh my God, Jacqueline, you have the best personality. You're fun. All great. Don't you worry. We'll get your nose fixed when you're 16.
Oh no.
Right. Mom and dad. So it started there because it took me a really long time to find confidence and to find to find that inner confidence and to become who I am now. And a lot of it came from network marketing when I started 10 years ago. And I'm a believer in it. I feel like this is where, you know, we all have something that happened in our life somewhere. And maybe it has, you know, hit that confidence. Not everybody has that, you know, starts off in their life with all this amazing confidence. I mean, we try so hard as parents, right? And I know that my parents did the best that they could. So that's where helping people have confidence really started. And I see it in other kids. I see it I've got a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old. So I see it with younger kids as well. And so I just feel like if we can help people with that confidence, it makes my heart sing if I can help somebody. If it's almost like the starfish story, if you could help that one starfish get into the water, if I can help one person, I feel like I'm doing good. If I can help two people, I'm doing really good. You know, so it's just, because so many of us, I think, struggle with it. At least I know I did for so long. And I think a lot of us do struggle with it in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely. And that is a cruel thing to say to a kid, that we're going to fix your nose. You know, my mom started saying that to me when I was in my 40s. Can you believe it? She wanted me to get a nose job. And I'm like, absolutely not. This is a nose that I'm going to stay with. But if you don't know the starfish story, you don't know her reference, there was a man who went to the beach and it was covered with starfish that were out of the water. They were on the sand and they were going to die. And he started walking down the beach and throwing them one by one into the ocean. But there were still thousands and thousands of starfish for miles. And someone said to the man, well, what are you doing? It's not going to make a difference. There's still thousands and thousands of starfish on the beach. And he's like, well, it's going to make a difference for the one that just got to go back in the ocean. So that's what Jacqueline was saying. It's like, she can't change all of mankind, but one by one, she can help women with their self-confidence. And I think that is a great attitude. If we can just help each other in one-to-one contact, one person at a time, we will change the world. It will change the people that we come in contact with. And it's every interaction. It's not just in business. It's in the cashier line at the grocery store. It's the nail tech. It's your, you know, fitness trainer. It's the person at the convenience store, the airport. You know, you can just spread love and lift people up wherever you go and make a mighty difference in the world.
It's so true. So my kids make fun of me all the time, or they'll, you know, I'll see somebody, like, we'll be walking in the parking lot of the grocery store and somebody will be carrying something, and I'll be like, and I will, maybe they're carrying flowers, and I'm like, oh my God, you shouldn't have, right? And it's, you know, it puts a smile on their face and it creates interaction. And my kids are like, why do you do that? And I'm like, because she's a person. And it's just like, why not? Like, it's an interaction between two people, and maybe I made her smile. You know, maybe it's telling a story. Maybe, you know, maybe it's just talking a little bit nicer to the person in the checkout line and having that conversation. I tell people all the time, and if you go someplace regularly to, and you go through the drive-thru, change your habit and just go in. It doesn't take that much longer, but you going in and being in front of somebody and they can see your face and you can see theirs and you can smile at them, it makes such a huge difference. Yeah. I tell them, just go in, be present, you know, that way, because you never know what you're going to do for somebody else that day.
Yeah. It's human interaction. I think during the pandemic, we were all just cloistered in our homes and a lot of people got depressed and even suicidal because people need human interaction. So I agree. Try to get as much human interaction as you can. The next question is, what is the treatment and regimen that you use to help clients with their hair? I know people probably come to you with all the different kinds of hair issues and questions. So what is your process? How do you help these people get their hair back on track?
So it's an interesting, I guess, different concept. It's changing a little bit of the mindset. We have three products, with our company, at Theorem, it's called the Method, and it's basically quote unquote skincare for your scalp and your hair. So it's three products. It's square root, which is focuses just on that root of your hair. It reduces inflammation. It's going to help with hair growth. It has caffeine in it. So it's it simulates and creates that activation. It reduces the inflammation so the follicle can actually grow and creates a basically healthy balance because it's pH balance in your scalp. You said earlier even just about what sulfates and parabens and all those things do. So all of the products that we have are free. They're gluten-free, they're vegan, they're sulfate-free, they're paraben-free. Pretty much somewhat plant-based. I don't ever say that they're chemical-free because there's water and water is actually a chemical. Yeah. H2O. So square root density, which is a phenomenal conditioning treatment, and it's a key word there is treatment. It's literally can be used many different ways. So it's a leave-in conditioner, it's a mask, overnight treatment. So if you don't like doing that mask, as you mentioned earlier, think about doing something overnight.
Good one.
It can be a rinse out conditioner. It's actually a refresher. So if you have the second day hair, you want to just put a little bit in your hair to refresh. It is great. But what it does, and it's pretty amazing. So our hair is porous. So as you are doing all those things, like adding heat and you're bleaching, our hair becomes brittle. So if you think of a shaft of hair starting out, it's smooth. And as we do all these things to it, it becomes looking like, if you looked at it underneath a microscope, it almost looks like bark of a tree. And so what density does is it takes our hair from that's porous and makes it non-porous. So think Swiss cheese to brie. And so it is a great, I use all these three products every single day, but it is great to create a healthy head. It's going to help reduce breakage, which I think is fantastic. Acts as a heat protectant. Great to use. If you guys are swimming over the summer, it's great to put on your hair. If you haven't had a chance to go underwater, like a shower before you hit a pool, put some density on or put some sugar. There's another product called Sugar Pie. Put it on your hair, creates a nice barrier. And then we have this product called Sugar Pie, which is also acts as a heat protectant. And what that does in terms of ends, it seals those split ends up to 7 washes, and it's going to take away frizz, flyaway, and add shine to hair. So those three products combined are called the method. And I tell people, start with the method because it's going to start to create a healthy head of hair from the root to the tip.
Yeah.
What way your hair is, there's lots of different ways to use them. So I always say to people, let's have a hair chat so we can figure out the best way for you to use the method. But it is what changed my head of hair. And so that's what I tell people to start with, because it's amazing that we don't think of our head with a routine. Everybody's always like, oh, we need just shampoo and conditioner. We're the first company that has like a 3-part hair care system to create that. We have other products too as well. Shampoos and conditioners, but.
And the serum, which I tried today for the show so I could show you. Yes, I believe in your product too. So I'm loving the serum. You know, it's funny. I'm used to seeing like the shiny silicone serums and it was creamy. And I'm like, oh my God, is it going to make my hair frizzy? But it's wonderful serum for getting rid of frizz.
Yeah. And so all of our stuff, it's silicone free. We don't have things. I can't say the word because I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's cyclochloramine. I can't even pronounce it. I can say what it is, but it's like a very long word. It begins with a C. Cannot pronounce it. But we don't have all those harsh things in our products. And a lot of the frizz products have silicone. So we are silicone. And I always tell people to check what they have in their products too, like sodium lauryl sulfate. Like there are things that you just want to just be ixnay on, when you're checking. You also mentioned like hair cocktails. I mean, hair changing your products. We talk about that all the time. It's really great to create hair cocktails.
That is wonderful. Well, Jacqueline, this has been such a great interview. I know that my listeners are going to want to keep in touch with you and get your discount code on these wonderful hair care products. Yep. So we are going to go to a commercial break and come back with Jacqueline's contact info. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Thank you so much for watching. We are so excited for you to go from burned out, overwhelmed, drained, exhausted to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're going to cut to a very quick commercial break and we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of the Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back, friends. It's Rebecca Whitman here, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. Jacqueline, I know my listeners got so much value out of what you shared today about hair and confidence. Where can people find you online?
So people can actually find me a couple different places. So my website is jacquelinesgems.com. And I also have 30daystogreathair.com. So they can go there and find me in either of those places or on Instagram at jacquelinesgems. And I do have, it'll be in the show notes, but we have a great link to a PDF where it is great guide to hair tips that people can grab. So it's everything from summer hair tips to braiding to washing your hair, tips that you probably didn't realize because I know I didn't. So
that's great. So there's going to be a link in the show notes, guys, to get this PDF on healthy hair tips. And I think you'll be surprised. I think you're going to find some great stuff in there that we didn't get a chance to cover on the show, I'm sure, because we didn't have time to talk about braiding or hair washing techniques. And yeah. Instagram, what is your Instagram again?
My Instagram is Jacqueline's. So it's JacquelinesGems, Jacqueline's Gems on Instagram. And also in the show notes, you'll have a, I want to make sure that everybody has a $10 coupon. Use and try all the product, which is, you know, $10 off. It's, you know, I love $10 off.
Yes, we'll take it. I'll take any discount code I can get. I won't even buy anything unless I have tried to find a discount code. So we definitely appreciate the $10 off code. Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline, for your passion, for empowering women, and for hair tips. And I just loved our conversation. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in Los Angeles when you pick up your daughter. We're going to have a little coffee date. So if you're, yay, I can't wait. If you're watching this on YouTube or on the Bold Brave TV network. Thank you so much. If you're actually listening to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or other podcast platforms, please take a screenshot. Tag me on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Tag Jacqueline at Jacqueline's Gems, and we will reshare in our stories and give you a shout out. If you're listening on Apple, please give me a 5-star review and subscribe and rate the podcast. 5 stars, please. We love 5-star reviews. These reviews help us show up in the algorithm so more people can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So thanks again, Jacqueline, for your time, and we'll see you in LA in a couple weeks.
No, thank you, Rebecca. I so appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And hope everybody has a great, happy hair day.
All right. Thanks again. So everyone, this weekend, I want you to come to my free webinar. I am co-hosting with another burnout coach. Her name is Rachel Amarante, and we are going to be showing you how to go from burned out to blissed out. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to be blissed out? It's going to be fun, interactive. It's on Zoom, so you can go from anywhere in the world. And if you want to sign up and reserve your spot, go to the link tree in the show notes. I want you to be there. I love having face-to-face interaction with my listeners, and I know you're going to get some really helpful hints, tips, nuggets on how to increase your happiness, your vitality for life, and you deserve it. It's 1 hour of your day. It's this Sunday, July 31st, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you come this Sunday. I can't wait to meet you in person. The next thing is, we were talking a lot about network marketing. It's all about creating that side hustle. So you do not have to quit your job. I believe in keeping your job and having a 6-figure side hustle on the side, or any side hustle. Maybe you just want to make an extra $300 or $400 a month to help out with some bills or some car payments or whatever it is. Whatever you put into it is what you're going to get out. I have a free masterclass. Again, go to the link tree in the show notes, and it is the 5 simple shifts to creating a 6-figure side hustle. This masterclass is worth a lot of money, and if for you, you can go totally free. So make sure you click on the link, take notes, and I'm excited to hear what you got out of the masterclass. Feel free to email me with any questions you have. My email is RebeccaElizabethWhitman@gmail.com. The next step is to go to my website. My website is also in the show notes. I have a really cool quiz. It's called the Balance Quiz. Remember, I teach that there are 7 pillars of abundance. Some pillars in your life are just rocking, you're killing it, and some pillars in your life are not so good. Remember, the 7 pillars are spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. And when you have all 7 pillars of abundance in alignment, you can manifest whatever you want, whether that's being in great shape, finding your soulmate, making a 6- or 7-figure income working part-time, finding your amazing tribe of friends that love you and lift you up. So make sure you go to the website, RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com, and take the balance quiz. It'll give you a lot of insight. It's kind of like a snapshot of your life and what's working and what needs some support. And of course, I'm here to support you. I am giving away 3 breakthrough calls this week. My schedule is completely slammed, but I do want to open up 3 45-minute time slots to give you a free coaching call. No obligation to do anything else. I'm committed to getting you a breakthrough and helping you get to the next level. And whatever it is, maybe you're having health challenges, maybe it's your love life, maybe it's your finances, whatever your issue is, wherever you feel stuck, let's get on the phone and get you unstuck in the free 45-minute breakthrough call. You are definitely worth it. And I'm here to empower women. And I love to give these breakthrough calls away and be of service, even though my coaching has a $500 value for 45 minutes. This breakthrough call is totally free. Finally, we did talk a lot about hair health today. The name of the show was Healthy Hair Hacks. Collagen has changed my hair. It has changed my hair, my skin, my nails, my joints, my lines in my face. I have never found a product that I'm more obsessed with than this collagen. I've been drinking it twice a day for 2 years. I haven't missed a day. I travel with it, and it will change whatever it is that is causing you issues with your joints, with your hair, whatever it is that is giving you trouble. Collagen is the number one protein in our body. And after age 25, we start losing more and more collagen. So if you're not supplementing collagen and you're over 25, you really need this collagen for your body to function at peak capacity. And in the show notes, we're going to give you a $10 off promo code to try it. It's a money back guarantee if you don't like it. But I will tell you this, I have everyone I love on this product. My husband, my mom, my best friend. If I care about you and I care about you listeners, I want you to drink this collagen because we all need it. And finally, save this time in your calendar. We're here every week at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we bring you guests that help you go from burned out, overwhelmed, drained, exhausted, jaded, cynical. Believe me, I'm saying all these adjectives because that used to be me. We will give you great interviews and tips and hacks on how to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make it a recurring time in your calendar every Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And we thank the Bold Brave TV Network for broadcasting us live. And we look forward to seeing you next week, or maybe I'll see you this Sunday at the free Zoom webinar. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all seven aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.